also spotted at the Asian Awards 2010 was ex-Blues singer Simon Webb.
Number one, I'm here for the Asian Awards because I think it's my duty to support the Asian Awards the same way the Asian market has supported my music. You know, it's very, very surprising to me that, you know, a guy from Manchester that grew up around, you know, a lot of my friends are Asian from different, you know, cultures, whether it's Sikh, Muslim or Hindu. You know, we got on great, and for me to, for my music to reach all the way to the other side of the world, to India, it's just a great achievement. I think it's my duty to be here. I only live an hour away, so I mean, you know, a lot of the Asian stars that maybe a lot of the Westerners don't even know about, who are probably bigger than most Hollywood stars, are in this room today. And for me, it's just going to be a great event to be a part of.
So how does it feel to be here? And also, what sort of expectations do you have of the rest of the event?
I think it's, for me, I'm not used to all of the different genres of entertainment coming together in one awards, you know, in one award ceremony. So for me, I'm quite curious to see what's going to happen. And you know, I'm here to support the cause. You know, there's a lot of charity work going on here, and I think it's my duty, like I said, to show my face and say thank you.
What's going on with you now? What are you working on at the moment?
Well, basically, I've got a new album which I finished last. When did I finish it? I finished it on Saturday. No, last Monday. And you know, I'm going to be hitting the ground running. So if anybody wants to know where I'm at, it's my name's Simon Webb One, and that's my Twitter. So Simon Webb One is my Twitter. I mean, I had the most requested video ever in India, which was called Ride the Storm, which was the soundtrack to the Fantastic Four, which was an amazing achievement for me. And if people did like that and they requested it because of the music, then they will be happy to know that my music is along that rock bass music still. I haven't lost anything that I've done before, but I think it's just a lot more funky and I'm a lot more lively.
Bollywood playback singer Sonu Nigam spoke about his work and presenting an award to A.R. Rahman. What sort of project are you working on now? What can the fans expect for the future?
I'm doing some film songs. I don't do too much of bulk music that I used to do earlier because I want to be a bit more choosier in my life. I've done too much of, you know, there was a time when I used to sing 25 songs a day. Now, for the last 3 years, I've just cut down on my assignments, but I'm doing lots of private albums in India because in India, private albums are not there as yet. The film music is much on top. So I'm doing a lot of stuff to kind of revive it. Good. Rahman is a very good friend of mine. We're not like buddies, but he's a very nice person. I've worked with him from 1997 and very good human being, very committed to his work. And we have a very good working relationship, and it's good to know that he's been honored so much. And I was happy that he was received his first Asian Award from my hands.
Bollywood legend Amitabh Bachchan won the Lifetime Achievement Award, but was unable to collect it. This video message was played on his behalf.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I am delighted to accept this Lifetime Achievement Award 2010 from the Asian Awards. I regret very much that I'm not able to be there at Grosvenor House this evening to join in with the celebrations. A pressing family engagement has kept me away, but I do want to thank Asian Awards, Lebara, and the judges and the committee that chose me for this award, and thank them for this recognition. I believe that the Asian community existing in England has made very large contributions, and they need to be recognized. And awards such as these give them that recognition. This is most laudable. I'm very happy for that. Not only for those that are already existent there, but for the next generation as well. So thank you once again, and sorry for not being there. Have a wonderful evening, and goodbye.